everyone. You know what's fascinating? A recent study showed that over 60% of new DJs quit within their first year. And a huge part of that is because they chose the wrong equipment to start with. Today, we will thoroughly examine how to pick the perfect DJ controller, especially if you're just starting out.
That's absolutely right. You know, I've been in the DJ equipment industry for over a decade now, and it's heartbreaking to see talented beginners get discouraged because they bought gear that wasn't right for their needs.
Mm-hmm. Let's break this down for our listeners. What should someone look for in their first DJ controller?
Well, there are really three main types of controllers to consider: all-in-one controllers, modular controllers, and software-based controllers. For beginners, I usually recommend all-in-one controllers because they pack everything you need into a single unit.
That makes a lot of sense. What's the price range we're looking at here?
You know, the market has really evolved. Entry-level controllers now start around $140, and you can get some really solid mid-range options for about $600. Price isn't the only factor to consider.
Right. What are those must-have features that beginners should look for?
I always tell people to focus on five key elements: quality jog wheels with responsive feel, a built-in sound card for headphone cueing, intuitive effects controls, good software compatibility, and, very important, durable build quality that can handle those long practice sessions.
That's really helpful. You know what I'm curious about? Why is the built-in sound card so important?
Oh man, that's a great question. Without a built-in sound card, you'd need to buy a separate audio interface, which adds complexity and cost. It's necessary for previewing tracks in your headphones while playing different music through the speakers. Basically, it's what makes actual DJing possible.
That's a great point. We'll come back to that in just a moment. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
For the perfect DJ controller, Sam Ash has been the trusted name since 1924. With an extensive selection of quality equipment from entry-level to professional gear, plus expert consultation from our knowledgeable staff, we're here to help you make the right choice. Visit us at samash.com to see our full range of DJ controllers and get started on your musical path.
Thanks for that. Now, returning to our discussion, what about software compatibility? I hear that's pretty important.
Absolutely. Most controllers come bundled with entry-level DJ software, but you want to make sure it's compatible with professional platforms too. That way, you won't outgrow your controller too quickly.
Makes sense. Have you ever seen someone make a really common mistake when buying their first controller?
Oh yeah, all the time. The biggest one is probably going too cheap or too expensive. You don't want to buy something so basic that you'll outgrow it in a month, but you also don't need a $2,000 controller when you're just learning the basics.
What would you say is the sweet spot for a beginner?
For most beginners, I'd say looking in the $300 to $400 range is going to give you the best balance of features, quality, and room to grow. Controllers like the Pioneer DDJ FLX4 or the Roland DJ 202 hit that sweet spot perfectly.
And what about different DJ styles? Does that affect which controller someone should choose?
100%. For those into scratch DJing, something like the DDJ Rev 1 with its battle style layout might be preferable. On the other hand, for fans of electronic music, opting for the FLX4 or Traktor S2 might be more suitable. Matching the gear to your style is key.
I see. Any final advice for our listeners who are ready to make that purchase?
Yeah, I'd say three things. Try before you buy whenever possible. Think about your long-term goals, and don't forget about the importance of build quality. And remember, this is an investment in your future as a DJ.
That's really solid advice. Well, folks, if you're ready to dive into the world of DJing, head over to samash.com to check out their extensive selection of controllers and gain professional insights to make the best decision. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me. And remember, the right controller isn't solely about the features. Finding something that inspires you to keep learning and growing as a DJ is vital.